I know I'll be able to do a lot, but not where I'm at right now with the sacks and the interceptions and stuff like that. I know I'm definitely getting interceptions, but sacks, this is my first year ever getting sacks. So just doing this and contributing to the team is amazing.
Has there been players around you in these 2 years that have kind of bolted you to this position, players that you've kind of taken advice from, or have you just been, you know, doing a lot of work in the offseason? It's been just all you?
I've been taking a lot of advice from a lot of guys. First of all, I take a lot of advice from my mentor, Ryan Clark. He definitely helped me out a lot with just scheme-wise, playing the game, learning the game. Then my two corners, DRC and Jack Rabbit, they know the game, they play the game. They tell me where I could get stuff at and where I could be aggressive at and just go get it. And just listen to them two guys, they helped me out a lot.
Second time NFC Defensive Player of the Week. What does that mean to
you? It means a lot. It means that getting recognized for what I'm doing. But, I mean, it's a lot that comes with that territory, and I got to keep on improving.
Landon, how do you prepare for an offense like Cincinnati where you have running backs who are not only threats on the ground, but threats in the air too?
We try to hit them with our defensive ends and pressure them to keep them inside the box. If they get outside, then we just come out and rally up and try to tackle them. From there on, we try to keep them in the box by showing them like a mug formation that we pressure.
How did you strike up a friendship with Ryan Clark? How far do you go back with him?
I actually met him this year. My friend that's training for the Canada Football League was training with him, and he said Ryan Clark wants you to come work out with him. I said, all right, well, I was about to go to Cali, so I was like, all right, I'm going to come check him out. Came, checked him out. It was phenomenal. Loved the workout, loved the scheme, loved the tenacity that he brought. And he downed me every day. He downed me every day. So it's like, it's not like he was telling me I'm this good or this and that. No, he's, you need to work on this. This is not where this way you're going to beat at. Da, 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 da. It's making me constantly work hard on my craft and pushing me to another level.
What do you mean when you say he downed me every day?
Like, basically just working on that step was horrible. Or not put me down, but just challenged me mentally.
Kept you humble.
Yeah, kept me humble, challenged me mentally, and made me fight even harder.
Landon, when you have a guy who's been in the Bengals defensive system before in Leon Hall, guys who saw the Bengals receivers every day in practice, does that give you any sort of advantage?
It's given us a lot of advantage because, I mean, he knows the offense, knows the scheme, he knows what they like to do, he knows what the scheme of the offense and what Dalton like to throw it at and stuff like that. So, I mean, talking to him will definitely get us ahead of the game.
And when you look at their weapons, Eifert now healthy, A.J. Green obviously, with A.J. Green's yards after the catch, with Eifert his red zone, where do you start to try and defense these guys?
You start with the run. You got to stop their run. You start their run, you have to be one-dimensional and you go to the pass. You go with the pass, you play how we play, play over the top of their guys, don't let them get any big things, and don't let them give yards after the catch. If you don't let them give yards after the catch, it's an even match.
You look at Jeremy Hill versus Gio Bernard. Gio catches passes out of the backfield, but when Jeremy has, it's usually a run play.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate between the two, and how do you stop both? Because they've been running the ball very well the past 3 weeks.
Start out the line. We had those big guys up front to stop the run. We use them to pressure point to puncture, and we fill in from after that. And then once you stop the run and keep it contained, you just make it one-dimensional from there.